Have you ever thought, or maybe even secretly prayed, this kind of a prayer? Dear God, I just wanted to let you know I have no worries, and most of all, no doubts. Amen. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec McClellan speaks around the world on Christian apologetics. Alec, there's no doubt Christians find it hard to deal with doubt.
John, who wants to be labeled a doubting Thomas?
Yeah.
Doubt's viewed as destructive, it gets swept under the carpet in Christian circles. But doubt's not always a bad thing. It can be respectable, biblical, and compatible with confident Christian belief.
Sounds like you're giving doubt a makeover there, Alec.
I don't want to gloss over the fact doubt can be damaging. Left alone, it can be corrosive to Christian faith. But if you have doubts, God knows He's big enough to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at life like a jigsaw puzzle, doubt is triggered by those pieces that don't seem to fit. Things happen that don't seem to belong in a world where God's in control. Focus on these things, and suddenly we're not so sure about the big picture.
So how do we deal with this? How do we hold on in days of doubt?
Well, the first thing, John, know that when you doubt, you're in good company. The Bible is full of godly people who believed in God and wrestled with doubt. Lean on the Lord, learn from God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Second, when you're troubled by what you don't know, we can fall back on the things we do know. Biblical characters, I mean, they would build pillars of stone for a reason, reflecting on all the ways that God had made Himself known in the past. And that's good for bolstering belief in the present. Finally, doubt encourages us to dig deeper. And that's when the foundation for our faith grows stronger. So when doubt is the expression of a question that encourages reflection, see it as a good thing.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Check out his monthly devotional at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministry.